There are now more than 14.5 million coronavirus cases around the world, and more than 600,000 people have died during the pandemic. The United States has the highest death toll and the highest number of cases, but it's not the only country where coronavirus is surging. Jason Beaubien is NPR's global health and development correspondent. And Jason, besides the U.S., where else are you seeing big jumps in coronavirus numbers?
You know, unfortunately, it's in many parts of the world where numbers are going up. You're getting huge numbers of new infections in India and Russia. More than half of all the new cases are in the Americas overall, with Brazil and the U.S. really driving that. But also you're getting high numbers in Colombia, Chile, Peru, Mexico. And then you've got places like Hong Kong and Australia, which had looked like they were doing incredibly well. They'd gotten down to really low numbers, and now they're seeing outbreaks spring back up, and they're having to go back and reimpose lockdowns, closing schools, shutting down bars. The World Health Organization just had a press conference, and Mike Ryan, the head of emergencies for the WHO, he said they're very worried about the rapid increase in parts of Africa.
I think what we're starting to see is a continued acceleration of transmission in a number of countries in sub-Saharan Africa. And I think that has to be taken very, very seriously.
The worst in Africa at the moment is South Africa. They've got the largest outbreak on the continent. But Ryan also pointed out to about a half a dozen other countries where cases have increased more than 50% just over the last week. So in terms of hotspots, it's all over the globe, and those global numbers continue to march higher, and they're setting new daily records.
You touched on this, but are there any common threads in these countries, especially in places like India and Brazil, where the pandemic is really raging?
It is interesting. I mean, if you look at the top four countries, not counting the U.S., it's Brazil, Russia, India, and South Africa. These are all large, dynamic, emerging economies. These are countries that are sort of on the wealthier side of the developing world. They had good transportation infrastructure, which may have helped sort of move the virus around more. Also have decent healthcare systems. But you also have large populations in these countries of poor people who really struggle to survive when they're ordered into a lockdown. And lockdowns just weren't manageable in a place like South Africa for extended periods of time. But the political approaches to the crisis in South Africa and Brazil have been completely different. So it is, you can't just say there's one answer to this. Unfortunately, the outcomes have been similar, even with different approaches in some of these countries.
What about places that are getting better?
So, you know, things are getting better in Europe. It's important to see that there can be light at the end of the tunnel. You know, the virus hasn't gone away entirely. It's still a threat. But if you look at like Italy, Spain, France, even Sweden, they're down to now just to a few hundred cases a day instead of 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 cases a day like they had earlier in March. And, you know, they're seeing the trend line in their daily cases going down, pointing towards zero, not like the United States where it just continues to go up and up. And then there's some other countries that have really aggressively kept from ever having major transmission at all, places like Barbados, Rwanda, Lebanon.
Yeah, and we're hearing about places like Barbados. I guess there are some things that we probably could learn as we learn more about the ways that they're curbing this virus. That's Jason Beaubien. He's NPR's global health and development correspondent. Jason, as always, thank you.
It's great talking with you, Tanya.